today on Aposongabo's podcast radio show. Emotions are spiritual. Now, if they are not spiritual, what are they? Because does wind cause an effect that we spiritually or emotionally can describe? Does the wind cause that? Yes, the wind does. If the wind blows you from one place to another, hasn't it caused an emotional feeling?
I didn't know that. The wind can cause emotional feelings?
Yes, if it blows. Yeah. The wind, how do you know that the wind is blowing? How do you know? Because when you start to know, everything you know, listen to this, everything you know, and you say, I can see, I can hear, it becomes senses, your senses. Those are your physical senses. The moment something drops into your senses, you can sense. I can touch, I can feel, I can hear. What is that? Emotions.
Yes.
Anything that drops in your senses, I can feel, I can smell, I can touch, I can hear, I can see. Then, what are we talking about? We are talking about emotions. So I ask you, does the wind that you do not even know where its home is, does the wind that when it blows, you can't tell where it has started and where it come from and where it's going to end, if that wind blows, is that an emotional effect? When it blows?
Yes, yes, but I'm not sure I understand.
This is what I'm trying to say. Your emotions are also spiritual. When you feel angry, where does anger come from? When you feel bitter, where does bitter come from? Can you show me? Can you touch bitterness?
No.
Can you go to the doctor and the doctor operates anger out of you?
No.
No. So it means anger is spiritual. But when it gets in your physical senses, it becomes an emotion. Very important to understand this. So where does anger come from? Where does bitterness come from? Where does stress come from? Where does immorality come from? So all these, their source is spiritual. Are you catching what I'm saying? Now, when the doctor is dealing with your emotion that has become so regular and you have repeated it so many times that now it causes a side effect, then they will say he has cancer in the body. He has a tumor in the body. So the tumor becomes a biological thing that your body owns. But before a tumor was, there was bitterness. Before a tumor was, there was anger. Before a tumor was, there was unforgiveness. You catch it? Now, unforgiveness you cannot touch, but you feel it. If you can touch it, but you can feel it, where does it come from? Somebody show me a house where unforgiveness comes from every morning to come to make people bitter and unforgiving towards others. Can you show me a home? Well, all these things are spiritual in their source. When we feel them, then we own. Because it's in our physical senses. That's why now God comes and says that forgive those who have wronged you. Because forgiving, it's a spiritual thing. If you don't forgive, then the unforgiveness you're owning in your emotion belongs to you. And it will destroy you. It will either turn into a tumor, it will turn into asthma, it will turn into cancer, and it will destroy you from inside. It becomes a biological tumor.
It manifests that way in within you, right?
In within you, exactly. So we have taken what is biology and the white man's teaching, and we have exaggerated them to the level that we have forgotten we ourselves, that we are spiritual being and everything that surrounds us is spiritual. But the body is a suit and we put physical actions, we put physical reality to this. This is the body that does. If I say come, the word, if you tell me come, if I send you and I say go, is going a feeling? Is going spiritual? Going, go, come, do this. Is it spiritual?
It's spiritual, but until I put action behind it.
There's action. Thank you very much. So if you're going where I have sent you, the person that sees you going. But they are literally seeing me who instructed you. If right now I put you on the plane to fly from the United States to fly to China, you're flying to China, they are seeing me who has sent you. But they are seeing your body physically. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.